Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
The Healthy Soil Initiative going on all across the United States, being promoted by the Natural Resource Conservation Service. We'll be talking a great deal about that during the upcoming No-Till on the Plains Conference next week. One of the things they'll be talking about, cover crops. And one of the great cover crop advocates here in the Southern Great Plains is Jimmy Emmons. He's from Leedy, Oklahoma, the western part of the state of Oklahoma. And he says that he's got a couple of years under his belt. He says it's more than just a concept. It's something that's working well on his 2,000-acre operation.
The whole idea of cover crop, number one, is keep the ground covered, keep it cooler, so less evaporation. The amount of cocktail mix that are multiple species that you plant in there needs to be targeted at the crop that you're going to grow next year. So, for instance, if I'm going to plant a crop that requires a lot of nitrogen, I would need to plant more legumes. If I needed more organic matter, more grasses. So you need to target that cocktail mix towards your next goal of cash crop behind that. And we're finding out that the more mix varieties that you have in the mix, the better success you have.
Do you feel successful at this point after these first couple of 3 years?
Oh yeah, very successful. You know, I was afraid going into this that we would use all the water up in the field, that we wouldn't have enough for the following crop. I was concerned whether we could grow nutrients. We're finding that's all not true. We're saving water. We're growing nutrients to recycle back. Been very successful in the following cash crops.
Cover crop advocate Jimmy Emmons saying you're not stealing resources from that next crop. You're enhancing the resources that will be available to that next crop. And he says that's a key. Thus far in 2015, it's been kind of a wild ride already on our cattle trade. After the hard down at the end of the year, when it came to especially feeder cattle futures, we've still had some hard down and some sharply higher feeder cattle futures, and that has impacted somewhat on our cash markets here in the early days of the new year. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel says we've got more data in the form of the monthly cattle on feed report that'll be out at the end of this week, and the much anticipated annual cattle inventory report end of January that'll help sort out some of the supply situation for the near term. Ongoing weakness, he says, in live cattle and feeder cattle futures, driven more by external factors, including sharply lower energy prices, is likely to pass here eventually, and futures markets will likely revalue relative to the cash market fundamentals. Beyond the mixed signals of the January markets, he says, 2015 cattle and beef markets are likely to be more about consolidating current market levels compared to the strong market uptick of last year. You've got farm news on Ron.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org, and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
That's Check for Your Agricultural News. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.